I think we'll just this week give an introduction and get into the details next week. The next subject is using an oven and stove for milchiks and fleishiks. Okay. Before we start, it is definitely preferable to have two ovens, one for milchiks, one for fleishiks. If you can't have two separate ovens, at least an oven with two compartments, one for milchik, one for fleishik, is better than using one oven for both. But if you can't, there are ways of using one oven for both, and if you can't afford two ovens or you don't have room for two ovens, then that's what we're going to discuss, how to do that properly. Okay, the problems involved are the following. Aside from, we're going to talk about what people wouldn't even think of doing, but maybe okay to do. Baking or cooking milchiks and fleishiks in the same oven at the same time. Mamish at the same time. That is a possibility with certain kind of foods. The problem of doing it at the same time is, first of all, where they touch. Right? If obviously you have milchiks and fleishiks touching each other, not the pots touching each other, but the foods touching each other, right? You have a piece of meat and a milchik, what's it called, cheesecake, baking together in the same oven at the same time, touching each other, that's obviously no good. But what happens if they don't touch each other? Then under certain circumstances, me'ikar hadin, you're allowed to bake things, milchik and fleishik, in the same oven if they don't touch, at the same time, and they're both kosher, even if they're not covered. That is the shaila of reicha, where there's no steam, those kinds of foods where there's no steam. Okay, and again, we're not going to go into the details now, just to get familiar with the basic ideas, so then we learn the details that make sense. Where there's absolutely no steam, they're dry solids, breads and cakes or whatever, there's no noticeable steam. And then what emits from those things are called reyach, the aroma of the food. It's no steam that comes out, just the aroma. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether reich or milsa or reich or lav milsa, whether aroma is considered like the product itself or not, and we paskin reich or lav milsa, that the aroma that comes from a food is not considered the food. And therefore, aroma from meat is not considered meat, aroma from milk is not considered milk. Again, it's not steam. This is dry things where there's no steam. The only thing is, again, the aroma of the food. And therefore, since the aroma is not significant, theoretically, we'll see halachically it's not like that, but theoretically, you would be allowed to put dry food, meat, okay, not fatty meat, lean meat, that there is no steam, there's only aroma, and a dry cheese, what's it called, dish, where there's no steam, and cook them in the same oven at the same time, theoretically speaking. Okay, we'll see next week that halacha, we don't do that, but if you did it, could be it doesn't answer one, doesn't answer the other. So that's aroma. Then, in addition to that, going back a step, there is where there's actually contact between the milchiks and the fleishiks. We're not talking about now about something usher, because we're talking about you're using your kosher oven for kosher food, not in an oven that's not kosher. In an oven that's not kosher, we'll get to after we finish this. But in an oven where you only use kosher things, but the present question is milchiks or fleishiks, and there's residue. There's some meat, gravy, or whatever that dripped into the oven, dripped on the sides, dripped on the racks, and now you have milchiks that are going to go directly on the racks. Then it's mamish contact between milchiks and fleishiks. That's much worse. There's for sure no hector to bake or cook milchiks and fleishiks in the same oven where the oven isn't clean and the food comes in contact with the other kind. That goes without saying. So we're talking about a clean oven, and you have foods that have no steam. Theoretically speaking, you can cook them in the same oven at the same time, and they both remain kosher. Then you have foods that have steam, okay, mostly liquids, right? But if the solid food has a noticeable amount of steam that comes from it, then we're machmer that that also is considered steam, not just with liquid foods. And there's a noticeable amount of steam that comes from a solid food also. And this especially is a problem in microwaves, because the way the microwaves work is that they bring out steam from every kind of food, even dry foods or whatever. So in a microwave, it's even more of a problem. But in a regular conventional oven, liquids for sure go into this category. And solids that emit steam, that things that melt into liquids and make steam as they melt, or more, what's it called, liquidy kinds of cheeses or whatever, also emit steam. And if it's a noticeable steam, even from solid foods, there's a different halacha. That's zeya. Zeya, we do consider milchik or fleshik. Zeya is considered the essence of the food. So steam from meat is considered meat, and steam from milk is considered milk, or milky foods. So there, cooking them in the same oven, right, is, if they steams, at the same time, sure is awesome. Because the steams mix, and you're mixing milkings and fleshings. The question over there is, how about not at the same time? Right? If all that came into the oven was steam, and now you want to cook something else that also has steam. So the problem is that the steam of the meat went into the oven walls. And now you're going to cook the steam of the milk is also going to go into the oven wall and maybe cause the steam of the meat to come down into the milk. So when you're dealing with steam, it's much more serious than with just aroma. And therefore, what's it called? That's the second problem with ovens. Ovens where you're cooking things that have steam make the problem of using them for milchus and fleshiks more of a problem. Okay, in order to avoid steam, you can cook something covered. It doesn't have to be hermetically sealed. Even if a little bit of steam can escape, still not considered. That's not considered zeya. That's going to go into the what's it called? It's going to dissipate pretty quickly if it has to go through the spaces in the lid. So when we talk about covering things, it doesn't have to be covered hermetically where no steam can escape. But if it holds down the majority of the steam, then that makes a significant difference, covering things. Also makes a difference whether the oven was used within 24 hours or not. But that also depends on what kind of foods. Sharp foods, it doesn't make a difference if the oven was used within 24 hours or not. But usually the metzius is that we're not talking about sharp foods, because usually in the cooking process or whatever sharp foods you can use, like onions or whatever, are already cooked. And they're not considered sharp anymore. So forget about the sharp foods. If the oven was used within 24 hours, makes it worse to use it for milchiks after fleshiks or fleshiks after milchiks. If it wasn't used within 24 hours, makes it easier. But again, the considerations are, is this food with steam? Is it food without steam? Is the oven clean? It's not clean. Was one of them covered or not covered? All of those are significant things. Okay, now, no questions yet. Another possibility is you don't want to cook milchiks and fleishiks one after the other. You want to cook something pariv after milchiks or something pariv after fleishiks. That could be much more lenient than using the same oven. Even if it had been used within 24 hours or whatever, it's possible that the thing that you cooked in the oven afterwards remains pariv. That's a possibility. Now, sometimes, even if you can't use the oven for the opposite within the 24 hours, or even sometimes after the 24 hours, but if you're using it for pariv, there it would be okay and it would remain pariv. All these details we'll get to next week. Just I wanted to get the dynamics of what's involved, okay, of using one oven. Again, the dynamics are, one problem is, do you have actual contact between milchiks and fleishiks because the oven wasn't clean? Okay, the racks weren't clean and the And there it makes a difference whether the contact is between metal and metal or food and metal. And okay, that's one possibility. Secondly, if the oven is completely clean, there's no problem of contact, and you're not doing it at the same time, so it's not contact. So then, what kind of food was in the oven before? Right? If it was food that had no steam, much more lenient situation. Food with steam, much more strict situation. Was the oven used within 24 hours with the other thing or not? Also makes a difference. If you want to use milchiks after fleishiks, makes a difference, or parav after fleishiks, or parav after milchiks, makes a difference. What else should make a difference? How big the oven is. If the oven is a regular conventional sized oven, right, has one halacha. But if it's a toaster oven, right, especially a toaster oven that doesn't have any vent, right, our ovens are vented. That may make a difference, because the steam, even if there's steam, but the steam doesn't fill up the oven, the steam is vented out, right? But if it's a small oven, a toaster oven, then that's not the case. The steam stays in the oven and goes into the walls for sure. So a toaster oven, a small oven, an oven without a vent would be much more of a problem than a regular sized oven with a vent. It's microwave ovens, because of that, are more of a problem in certain ways than a regular oven, of using it for milchiks and fleishiks. Because a microwave does not have a vent, it has a fan. But the steam, it's a small area, more like a toaster oven than a bigger oven. And the microwave with steam is much more problematic than a regular oven with steam. We'll get to that when we learn the halachas. So we have what kind of oven is it also is going to make a difference. Is it a regular oven, a toaster oven, or a microwave oven? Another difference will be if you want to broil things, right? And where the broiler is. In gas ovens, the broiler is usually underneath. No? Where?
The broiler is always on the top.
Top? Okay. In electric ovens, also on the top? Okay. In any case, that's another right? By broiling could be, it has certain leniencies because whatever steam or whatever goes, since the fire is right on the top, the steam goes and gets burnt into the fire directly. So in certain areas, it's less of a problem. On the other hand, certain areas, broiling leaves, mamoshes, very hard to clean off the broiler pan completely, and in that respect, it could be it's more chomer. So again, lechatchila, if you can afford to have two ovens and you have room for it, it's preferable to have two ovens, two separate ovens, one for milchiks, one for fleishiks. If you can't do that, you don't need a separate one for parv. There are ways of using a milchik or fleishik oven for parv, much easier than using it for the other thing. If you don't have that luxury, and you can buy an oven with two compartments and use one always for milchik and one for fleishik, then most probably you could even make milchiks and fleishiks at the same time in separate ovens, and that's okay. Depends really how it's built, but the way most of them are built, it's okay. That's second best. And the third best is to have one oven and to do it the way we'll describe next week in detail, how to do it in the best way possible. And then we'll describe what happens if you don't do it in the best way possible. When is the food edible and when is the food not edible? And when can you make part of the things in the milchik or fleishik oven? When can't you? And when can you eat those part of it? You can make it. When can you eat those part of the things with the opposite? And when can you only eat them with the type of oven that it was? That we'll get to next week. Okay, now, any questions on this? It's not originally a question because we didn't say anything, but we just gave the... if you don't understand the parameters, don't ask me kashrus questions. Just the parameters that we spoke about. Yeah.
You said something I didn't know. If garlic, when it's hot, cooked, also does it lose its status as sharp?
If it's cooked already, not while it's cooking, but if it's already cooked garlic, yeah, it doesn't lose status. Yeah.
When a person has an oven in Eretz Yisrael, it often comes with like a tuda saying what category it goes in. So if a person buys an oven that's it's one actual standing oven with two sections, but it has a letter that says that it's two different mechanisms,
yeah,
to be used at the same time and they're separate, can one rely on that,
yes,
or is it better to check?
Yeah, yeah, they can rely. That's the way that most of the ovens, even if it doesn't come with a letter, even a chutzlar is without a letter, most of them are made in such a way that the two compartments don't share a common wall, but it's two separate walls. And because of that, there's no real problem. Okay. Okay. Let's go. Let's see.